This company's never been more profitable.
You mean hugely profitable?
I like it.
DavePorter.com presents The Profitable Cleaner, a podcast on commercial cleaning sales and entrepreneurship. The one podcast that's not afraid to discuss real sales strategies with real cleaning professionals that produce real profits and real results. Here's your host, James Harper.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm James Harper, and welcome back to the Profitable Cleaner podcast. Listen, check it out. The first few episodes of this show have been absolutely on fire, thanks to the feedback from you guys. Really appreciate all the early support and love. Obviously, the Profitable Cleaner is brought to you by DavePorter.com, which is our main company. And our goal is to help you sell more life-changing commercial cleaning contracts. It's just that simple. Today, we're going to talk about a subject that I don't think gets a lot of love in the cleaning space, especially when it comes to when we're projecting future sales, talking about how future opportunity can really come from a channel like this. And that's about getting ourselves on vendor lists. If you're in the cleaning space, especially if you're in facility services, you are familiar with what a vendor list is. These big time buildings, these commercial property managers, these facilities all have approved vendor lists. It's because they don't want to work with Joe Schmo, Chuck in a truck, anyone off the street. They have to be very specific and very careful with who they're working with. That's why they've tasked their property manager or their facility director to get an approved vendor list. What's interesting about these vendor lists is I think a lot of times we perceive this as a door shut or an objection. I really want to start reframing how we think and our process, our thought process when it comes to getting on vendor lists. Guys, listen, it's not the sexiest thing in the world to pick up the phone, call a facility director, and then introduce yourself and kind of talk about your service just to get met with, yeah, that sounds great, but first you have to get on our vendor list. You have to send over your insurance, give us a W-9, the whole nine yards. And then we don't want to waste the time. We're busy. We think, okay, that might be a deflection. Maybe it's a door shut. We forget about it and we move on. That is not the right way to look at it. And let me tell you why. Some of our biggest opportunities that our DavePorter premium partners have gained have actually came from taking the time, submitting their information, going through that checklist, and putting their company name on a vendor list. Number one, what did you just do? You showed your prospect that, yes, you actually follow through. You're not afraid to send them the insurance requirements. You're not afraid to send them the business information on your company that they need, your W-9, some employee backgrounds, maybe a little brief description with what you do and how you work. You are verifying yourself as a company. And we know that that is critical in the cleaning space. Anytime we can separate ourselves from not just being Chuck in a truck or another cleaning company on Craigslist is critical. And the bigger facilities we get into, the bigger commercial property management companies you're working with, a lot of them have vetting processes in place. It's that simple. So just by you actually following the process, taking the 20 minutes to submit your information, it's showing the first step of follow through, which is so important in the sales process. We know that when we're calling like apartment complexes and we're talking to either gatekeepers or we actually get the property manager on the phone, one of the most common objections we're going to get is, okay, that sounds great. You got to be on our property list. I think a lot of companies, they just give up here. Let's figure out exactly what's important to them when we're applying for the vendor list. Obviously, we'll give them the nuts and bolts. We'll give them the specifics of what they need. But let's go a step further when we're talking to that facility director or that property manager and ask, absolutely, Sally, we'll go ahead and put ourselves on your vendor list. Quick question for you, though. when it comes to your cleaning now, what matters to you most? Is it pricing? Is it service? What's your current setup? Can you give me any idea of what you guys might be looking for from a cleaning standpoint? Data gather on the call. Our VP of sales, Angel Sandoval, always tells our sales reps, hey, every time you're on the phone with someone, data gather, even if it's an objection or it's a no or it's a not interested prospect, data gather, learn a little bit more about their setup, and let's just get some really good insight into our local market's cleaning industry. What are other facilities doing? What contracts are they under? So when you're engaged in the vendor list talk, which can sometimes be just boring, mundane talk, develop some back and forth with the person you're speaking with. Obviously, they have their requirements of what they need from a vendor, and that's why you're applying to be on their vendor list. But you know, you should have requirements too for what you expect from the facilities that you service, the prospects that you're looking after, and really ultimately the clients that you want to work with. So ask them some questions too. Hey, what do you typically expect from your cleaners? What is it that you're really challenged with the most when it comes to keeping your two apartment buildings clean or your multi-location facility clean? What are you struggling with the most? Use this as an opportunity to start a dialogue to where not only that they can verify you, but you can also verify them as a future client. I think this is a really good opportunity to open up that line of communication. Now, what happens when we start opening up that back and forth and that line of communication? We start building rapport. We start building trust. These are all the critical things that happen when it comes to closing a big time contract. Guys, if you're looking at a big time building and the commercial property manager that has, let's say, 15, 18 properties, and you don't want to go through a vendor list, I can guarantee you that any cold call, cold email will not work. They have a vetting and a verification process that you have to follow, and you have to honor the commitment with simple follow through of filling out that list, submitting your application, and then also opening up the dialogue and learning about their expectations. Use that as discovery. The second thing I want to mention here, when we get hit with the vendor list objection, but let's start calling it opportunity, is it's a great way to re-engage and follow up with that prospect. I don't have a whiteboard with me, but if I did, I would draw a funnel right now, and I would mark it into three phases. Obviously, the big piece of the top of that funnel right there, I would write cold. And then in that middle section, that's a little bit smaller, I would write engaged. And in that little, you know, that little last piece of the funnel there, I would write warm. When we're in cold outreach, guys, and we're trying to get a facility director, a commercial property manager to actually listen to us or just consider us, maybe even just consider a new company altogether when it comes to their cleaning, we have to take them from cold to engaged, not cold to warm. That very rarely happens. So when we get the opportunity to join a vendor list, that all of a sudden puts us from cold to the engaged category. We're now in the second step of a three-step cold outreach process. We are slowly moving down that funnel. We are, our trajectory right now in terms of building relationships is on par. So let's go ahead and use this as an opportunity to engage with them, guys. This is the whole point of doing the whole vendor list to begin with. We didn't get met with a no. And trust me, facility directors, business owners, building operators, they have no problem telling you no, especially if they're extremely happy with their current setup, right? So if they're saying, hey, join our vendor list, there's an opportunity there. They're telling you to join their vendor list for a reason. If they were locked in, absolutely happy, there's really no reason why they would throw out, yeah, hey, join our vendor list and then we can see what happens. So we're going from cold to engaged. And we got to use that middle of the funnel and the cold outreach and the sales process to really engage them. We're going to submit the application. We're going to get verified as a company, but it's on you to ask questions back to them to start engaging. Really build that rapport, build that trust, and data gather. Use this as time to discovery. And through that process, your goal needs to push them to warm. All of a sudden, it's a warm lead. But once we fill out that vendor list application, we have straight up reason to follow up with them again. And if we know it takes 7 to 15 touch points to get someone from cold to close, as we like to say, or cold to clean, that we say at dayporter.com, we use that as another touch point. If I'm calling you, you tell me, hey, these are our requirements, join our vendor list. I say, absolutely. Not only will I join your vendor list, can you kind of give me some expectations of what you guys are looking for in a cleaner? We start dialoguing, maybe back and forth via email. I take the 20, 30 minutes. I submit my insurance, my W-9s, the whole nine yards through the vendor list application. Maybe you have a few questions after that. Now I'm calling you and saying, hey, Sally, just wanted to let you know, James here with such and such cleaning. We submitted our application for your vendor list. Wanted to make sure you got that. Wanted to see if you had any questions and wanted to see what the next steps would be to maybe learning more about your facility setup. Let's go ahead and set the next step right there, guys. Use this as an opportunity. Stop using vendor lists, or stop viewing vendor lists, I should say, as an objection. It's actually a great opportunity. And we also have to know that we're planting seeds. We're planting seeds for future opportunity. A lot of these vendor lists, the truth is, if I'm just shooting you straight, they don't convert right away. But again, it gives us an icebreaker. It gives us a reason to start building a relationship with that prospect. And I always think in the cold outreach world, in the sales world, that's exciting. And when you're dealing with big time facilities and big time buildings, and you're looking for that big time life-changing contract, sometimes it starts as simple as it sounds with the vendor list. So let's not undermine the fact that a vendor list can go really far. We have some new YouTube content coming out on Dayporter, which we'll go ahead and link below this podcast in the show notes. We have a closed private Facebook group. Right now we're looking for 100 really, really engaged commercial cleaners that are eager and motivated to grow their business. You can find that Facebook group at The Profitable Cleaner. And then as always, if you are a cleaning company and you want to talk shop and you want to maybe explore some new avenues and ways on how you can grow your business and get more Dayporter jobs, visit us over at dayporter.com, guys. We have some kick-ass premium partners. This is what we do. It's commercial cleaning contracts and sales. That's kind of the lane that we stay in, and this is the only industry we sell in, and it's what we're passionate about, just like you're passionate about your business and just doing great work for the facilities you work in. Our goal is to help you get more facilities for you to grow your business and ultimately more facilities for you to work in. So let's have that conversation. You can check us out. All the links are in the show notes, guys. If you enjoyed this podcast, definitely give us a rating on iTunes, follow us on Spotify, or send it to another cleaner colleague of yours. We're here to give back to an industry that's given a lot to us, and just look forward to continuing to figure out this game of commercial cleaning sales, because it's a crazy world. And frankly, when you're selling six-figure deals, it's a hard sale. I don't care what anyone says. The commercial cleaning industry is competitive, as you know. And when you're selling a big-time life-changing deal, that's a hard sell for sure. And we got to be smart and strategic about it. And we hope that this podcast and ultimately Dayporter and The Profitable Cleaner can help you do that. So till next time, go out there, keep hustling. Look forward to speaking with you next week on The Profitable Cleaner.